Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're 20 minutes from the expressway. We'll get you a commercial free to the top here, including LA Live coming up at about 5:40. We'll probably talk some more basketball with you, get a rim session in there before we get to LA Live. But right now it's time for an edition of The Finest, and here is Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 25 hours away from our NFL draft coverage right here on 105.3 The Fan, going down. The Pluckers parties tomorrow at all 8 DFW locations are going to be absolutely outstanding. The rumors continue to swirl. And this now, not a rumor, but confirmed, Pro Bowl defensive end Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals requested to be traded from Cincinnati. This happened 30 seconds after Will Chambers brought us some overrated, disgusting chili. Right from Cincinnati, which is pretty awesome. So Trey Hendrickson, one of the better edge players in the league, is now trying to, I guess, garner a long-term contract with the team. Doesn't think he's going to get it from the Bengals, and he's requesting to be traded the day before the draft. We know T. Higgins, their wide receiver, is also requested to be traded. So maybe the Bengals get in the mix on some draft night trades that involve some players. We've seen that a couple of times. A.J. Brown, the one that stands out to me most recently, where he gets traded on draft night there from Tennessee to Philly. But another interesting storyline to monitor as we approach draft day. One of our favorite things to do is relive our favorite sounds from drafts past. So that's what we will do right now. I want to start with the greatest sound in all of sports. This is how it goes. They nailed it with this one. You know, like we always go behind the scenes on some of these great songs, like the NBA song that everybody loves. Like, we need to figure out who's the mastermind. Yeah, who's the mastermind behind this little jingle right here? Quick, easy, to the point, and unforgettable for every sports fan in America.
Yeah, it gives you that sports-center charm or melody or whatever that is. It's a 10 out of 10.
The pick is in.
That's what I always think about. Like, you could be working on something, looking at your board, trying to figure some things out. But when you hear that sound, you immediately stop and look at the screen.
Alert, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Who's the pick?
Yeah, who's the pick?
This is what we also need, Brian, as we're going to be anchoring this coverage starting tomorrow for all of our tolos that are going out to these pluckers. Go ahead and pull up that Odyssey app. Listen in on our draft coverage while you party at the pluckers. I think that's the way that you do bad boy.
No, I bring a Bluetooth speaker.
And we're just going to blare it out there.
Yeah, I need to hear it.
That's the way.
I need to hear what the guys were talking about.
Yeah.
TV's like 15 or 20 minutes behind
the inside
stuff.
And you'll get to hear that sounder because our guy Chris Beam does an excellent job. Yes. He brings the sound up. We throw it to the pick with the commissioner getting booed, and we'll hear it all. So you won't be missing that.
It's a great sound.
Talking to Carter. Carter's streaming this thing, too, for 3 days.
It's going to be a heck of a broadcast.
A lot of fun. Yep.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, man. This is always a great time. Going to be a ton of fun. That sound is special. So is this sound. Former Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles, before being drafted, was asked. This is when you're trying to show what you're made of here to the football world. You don't know how high you're going to be selected, but you want to put on your best face here. This is Blake Bortles being asked, you know, okay, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing, Blake?
What would you do if you weren't playing football?
If I wasn't playing football, working construction, ripping cigs.
Yeah,
it's right after to the point. She asked, "What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?" And he just goes, "I don't know." pee. Just honest as hell, that Blake Bortles.
That's very, very fair. And now he does do construction stuff because he's obviously no longer in the league.
That's amazing.
So he's a hard hat heater guy on the daily,
shout
which is pretty
Blake.
Cool.
Man, it was a quick fall from grace for him, wasn't it? He got a second contract.
He did.
Yeah, he bounced around the league a little
Made
bit.
Made the AFC title game. They were like, got to pay the guy.
Best thing to do is ask Barry Church.
Yes, dude, yeah, asking Blake Church about Bortles.
That's kind of a good idea, yeah.
He got to the conference championship game in spite of him. That's pretty special.
What if we try to take, like, a tall running back and make him a quarterback?
Yeah. Here's Mel Kiper from years and years ago ripping the Colts of Indianapolis for passing on a quarterback not once but twice in the top 10.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback. There were two out there. They have a chance at two. They don't take them. They end up coming back into the picture to get Trent Dilfer. They take an outside linebacker, not even a true outside linebacker. Somebody has to learn coverage in Trev Alberts. But to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh, give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
I think their GM at the time, what was his name?
Bill Tobin.
He just
passed away.
Yeah.
We got the Tobin response.
Bill's response is fantastic.
Bill, we just lost Bill, yeah.
It's a two-parter response here from then-Colts general manager Bill Tobin, who was just called out by Mel Kiper. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
My neighbor.
Up. He was just getting going, too.
Yeah.
Here's more Bill Tobin on Kiper's Baltimore grood.
Mel Kiper lives in Baltimore, and I found all this out about the last 3 days. He lives in Baltimore. He tried to hang around the practices up there, I think when Teddy was a coach earlier. And this didn't come from Teddy. This came from another guy. But he always wanted to work in the NFL. He has no credentials to work in the NFL. He always just hung around. Nobody ever hired him. He's never been hired by anyone. When the Colts moved here, he was very, very upset. So every chance that Mel Kiper gets to shoot at the Colts in Indianapolis, he's going to do it. He reaches out to everyone. I got a sister in Burlington Junction, Missouri, that when we took William Perry back in 84 or 85, I talked to her 2 days later, and she said, why'd you take the fat kid? And I said, you just have to believe me. He was the best available. And he was the best available. But, I mean, Mel Kiper gets to your sister. He gets to your mother. He gets to everybody.
He gets to everybody.
With hair like that, of course he does, man.
Golly.
You know, stay away from my girl.
Bill should have done a better job of probably preparing for the draft than studying so much on Mel Kiper over those 3 days, Bill.
Watchdog and the watchdog.
Because now we just remember Bill for this amazing rant on Mel Kiper, not the terrible career that he had.
And by the way, it was genius to stand on Jim Harbaugh instead of drafting Trent Dilfer. You know, you got the better player there.
Amazing job.
So they did know better. But I feel like this audio is probably played at like ownership conventions.
So
like,
good.
Listen, don't get into tit for tats for the media. Just ignore everything they say because you never want to be this guy. I mean, how pathetic do you look getting that bent out of shape about Mel Kiper?
Never go full Tobin.
You should see Mel Kiper, and he goes, when Bill passed away, he tweeted out, I mean, it was very heartfelt, like, him and his wife want to say their condolences. I mean, it was one of those things where you're
Bill, even
like,
though he sucked at drafting.
He was an awesome guy. He became friends. He really was a great human being.
It's,
yeah, you just that's tough, man. You don't want to have thin skin doing that.
Yeah.
But Bill had some thin skin.
They were on a tough run for a long time, weren't they, until they got pulled in.
Yeah.
His son, everywhere he stopped, it was a tough run for Bill.
His son's like the director of player personnel for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's like the guy in charge of drafting for the Bengals. Duke Tobin is his name.
Speaking of tough run, this is the annual PSA to the NFL, not to just throw up anybody on stage to announce a pick.
Oh, no.
With the 46th pick.
Stop.
And 2013 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Greedy Williams.
Of course, you wouldn't know by the sound, but that was the 2019 NFL draft, and they're just wheelchairing up a Jim Brown so he can get to the microphone and just embarrass himself. That was just not cool of the NFL.
Yeah, it was not cool of you for playing.
Keep it clean.
May he rest in peace.
Here's Bills Mafia. This is always so fun, the reaction. This is like me and Walchuk at Pluckers a few years ago when Micah Parsons gets drafted, and we're like, gosh, this sucks. Our team sucks. And then hindsight tells you that we suck. Yeah. This is the same thing that happens to Bills Mafia. It's a bunch of dudes gathered around a tailgate, and here comes the Josh Allen selection.
My God. Mika Fitzpatrick.
And traded the seventh pick to the Buffalo Bills. With the seventh pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Josh Allen. So the kid from Fresno who played his college.
Oh, man.
You're so mad.
That hurts. That hurts. At the time, it felt like you were drafting a Blake Bortles, you know, and turns out he's actually been pretty dang good.
Donovan McNabb was another one, the Philadelphia. You have
that whole place booed.
They booed badly.
They really did.
Yeah.
What do they say about reading? Reading being fundamental?
Fundamentals, yeah.
Can be difficult sometimes.
Yeah. Well, what about spelling, Tony Richardson?
With the 79th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New York J-E-T-E Jets select our Darius Stewart, receiver, Alabama.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Hey, if you're a dominant fullback for a decade in the NFL like Tony Richardson was, you have the excuse here, okay?
You're saying a few car wrecks along the way?
If you were worth your salt, then you can't spell any three or four letter words out there. I don't care what it is, especially when it's in front of a crowd of people. So this is, like, he gets a pass for me. This is just more respect to how damn good of a bulldozing fullback he was.
He was a badass.
Did I see something? Speaking of awesome fullbacks, did I see clips? I didn't know. For my entire life, Walchuk, did you know this? That Mike Allstott, at one point was the lead back in an I formation that involved Lorenzo Neal being his fullback.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
What?
You'd want no part of that backfield.
When did Lorenzo Neal do fullback blocking for Allstott? They were on the Bucks together, and I just never knew that. I thought Lorenzo Neal was a lifer charger.
Charger for life. No. It might have been right before.
That has to be the most intimidating backfield in the history of football.
Dude, Mike Allstott was a man.
At those games, like, you stand on the field and he'd go jogging by. You're like, and you talk about calves and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That was huge.
Cocky built.
Yeah, that 98 season. That's right.
That is crazy. I saw a throwback video on Twitter this week. I was like, what?
Can I tell a real quick Jerry Jones draft story?
Of course.
Okay. We're sitting there watching the TVs, we're in the draft room, and Ed Warder's up there doing a live report, and Ed starts just telling everybody what we're going to do. I mean, he's going on and on and on, like, look for the Cowboys to do this. And Jerry, we're all standing there just with our arms folded and like, my God, he's got us nailed here. And someone goes, Jerry goes, who told him all this? Who told him all this? And Stephen goes, you did, Dad. He goes, oh, all right, yeah.
How does he know all this information?
I mean, Ed was standing up there like, look for the Cowboys to try and move up. And I mean, he just.
Well, gosh dang it.
He spelled everything out we were doing. And Jerry, who told him this? Stephen goes, you did, Dad.
It's the same point Ross Tucker made, which is so right. Everyone knows the Cowboys need a running back, probably day two. Everyone knows they're taking an offensive lineman, most likely at 24. Get ahead of the Cowboys if you want one of those positions.
Here's Tack McKinley on draft night.
30 years.
That's what we're doing for,
Tom,
man.
Said he was going
to. Made a promise to her and I stuck to it. I made that promise, man. I told her. Before she passed away, I was going to live my dream. I was going to go D1. I was going to get out of Richmond. I was going to get out of Oakland. I was going to go to the NFL. I made that promise to her, man. 30 seconds later, she passed away. And this is what I do it for. This is who I do it for, man. Come on, man. God. Get to the damn quarterback. We're going to get to the quarterback.
The emotions build up inside of you right now for your grandmother.
It means everything, man. It means everything. I made a promise to her. Like I said, I was going to go D1. I was going to get out of Richmond. I was going to get out of Oakland. I was going to live my dreams, play the NFL. And I'm here, man. I completed the promise. That means every f- everything to me. Excuse my language. Man, find me later, man. Find me later, man. This means everything to me. Everything to me, man.
I want you to do something for me. I love your passion. I love your intensity. But let's harness it and channel it in the right direction. Because if you can do that, ain't nothing can stop you.
We did it, man. Yes, sir. Thank you. We did it. I love you, Grandma.
Keep in mind, he's carrying around a giant framed
it's huge.
Mural of his grandmother.
It's like one of those Mother's Day items you can purchase.
It was like his grandma's fat head that he was carrying around while he was cussing into live microphones.
Coach Prime in his bag. They're like, I love it. You got to harness this.
Cowboys would have taken him that year, right? Is that the year they ended up taking Taco?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, that was a
former Cowboy now.
I think the lesson there is, I mean, if that you made it, to the NFL. Yeah. But you know, once you get to the NFL, that should be just the beginning of the journey. Right. And other than like a decent rookie year, he was with the Cowboys last year.
Yeah.
You know, it just fizzled from there. I don't think, you know, he could harness the passion as Deion requested.
One person who could harness the passion in our greatest draft sound ever, the original 88. Ooh.
To announce the Dallas Cowboys selection, please welcome the University of Tulsa wide receiver Drew Pearson.
All right. How about them Cowboys? I want to thank the Eagle fans for allowing me to have a career in the NFL. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am honored as an undrafted free agent to be selected to make the Cowboys second round draft pick. And on behalf of the five-time world champion, Dallas Cowboys.
Slingshot engaged.
He
just
gets
stronger. It's the booze. Yes. He just gets more and more and more.
He's fueling him.
Let's go.
Did the next year Philadelphia send out a kicker?
Yeah. David Akers. David we Akers. Have that sound too, but
he
we don't have time
like
for
his
that.
His balls never dropped.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have time tomorrow in our abbreviated pre-draft show. Thank you so much, Chief. Anything else before we move on?
No, for tomorrow we could sprinkle dinkle a couple of more in there, but that's the big one.
But do you think last year was really the Cowboys all-in season?
Don't you draw me off sides again.
Let's pick up that conversation. I thought Broadus and Chief were about to throw down earlier. Maybe we'll revisit that.
Caping for the Cat Boys over there, Broadus. That's what he's doing.
We'll get Woolchuck's thoughts on it as well, because you were out yesterday when Jerry had all that to say.
You don't need to get my thoughts on any of that, man. I took the day off on purpose.
How did it make Woolchuck feel when Jerry revealed why we don't have Tyron Smith anymore? It's coming up next. Plus the top stories of the day. LA Live at 5:40 right here. It's the G-Bag Nation. The fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It is time now for the Expressway. We take you commercial-free to the top every day at this time, including LA Live. It's coming up at 5:40 here in the nation. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today at carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by Window Nation. A couple of interesting stories going on impacting the Cowboys. Of course, Micah Parsons' fifth-year option picked up. Congrats to him. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. Micah Parsons. The one topic that, you know, continues to be out there is, you know, people wanting to know, what could you get for Micah Parsons in a trade? And I think some organizations, maybe in other sports, they would be looking at it like, hey, we love Micah Parsons. He's amazing. And, you know, the thing is, he's getting into his mid-20s. The best 2 years of his career might be the next 2 years. So if a team is willing to, like, unload and give us massive value right before we pay him, if we're not planning on contending right now, it does make sense. I just don't think the Cowboys think like that. I don't know if Stephen Jones will ever think like that. But Jerry Jones considers the idea of putting on a great show with star players every Sunday almost like line one. We are going to go out there and compete and put on a great show with our star players. And, you know, I don't know. I think the organization needs to retool their strategy to put championship first. But he wants all fans to know that when you come out to a game or you tune on that game on Sunday afternoon, we're playing to win. And when the idea of tanking or long-term building has ever been presented to Jerry Jones in an on-the-record way, I have never seen him waver a tiny bit off of that idea. Brian, Wolchuk.
I don't see them moving Micah. I agree with you, and that's why, like, I've brought this up before. I believe that Micah is your best trade ship. There's no question about it. He's arguably in the conversation for best defensive player in football, best pass rusher in football. If you're not a team that wants to compete, well, they do, but that is legitimately going for this rebuild. We're resetting the salary cap. We're going to move on from Dak Prescott. If that's your vision, then you need to go ahead and acquire as many assets as possible to find said franchise quarterback. The only time this team's really done it is number one overall, you get a guy like Troy Aikman, right? Otherwise, you've gotten, like, I mean, Roger Staubach, sure, they drafted, but otherwise, they've gotten relatively lucky finding Tony Romo as an undrafted free agent. Dak falls into their lap in the fourth round when they didn't even want him. They wanted Paxton Lynch. They wanted Connor Cook. So if you're going to do that, that's why I am here for the moving of the Micah thing. And I also, the whispers that Sean put out there, that's not a contract negotiation thing. I know that's what some people, this is stuff that we've heard for a couple of years. And it's evident by what you've seen from Micah, where you just saw a video of him working out with CJ Stroud. We were at the Star today. Yeah. You've got Cowboy players that are out there working out right now in their offseason facility. Micah's not there, which is fine. I don't care what you're doing. He shows up, he balls out on Sunday. But if you want to stress leadership, accountability, and changing the culture, I would like him to be there for that. Yeah. If he doesn't need to be. It's fine. It's voluntary. Yeah. But if you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk in terms of some of the leadership locker room stuff with him. On the field, zero issues with Micah. But when he goes ahead and wants to project issues when it comes to the culture and the identity, if you want to be paid like a $50 million player, highest paid defensive player ever, there's some expectations there for you, Micah, that you're going to need to fulfill.
That's strong commentary, Brian, and
not wrong.
I all facts.
Yeah,
you know.
I think that if there's people that have problems with Micah, it's not Jerry and Steven. It's maybe teammates, maybe, you know, people that, you know, support staff, whoever. If, you know, what Sean's saying is not inaccurate. The thing though that is that we don't that we can't identify is that's not coming from Jerry and Steven. And that's really kind of all that matters for Micah. His teammates and everybody else can hate him. But Jerry and Steven are the ones that are going to have to make the final decision on that. I don't believe that they will trade him. I don't believe that they will. I think they will find a way to make this work. It might be the biggest pain in the you-know-what for them to get it done. But I think they're going to get that done. because to what you're saying about him as a player and stuff like that.
He's just
that,
good.
Yeah. He's just really, really good. Now,
not the ideal teammate, apparently.
Yeah, but if Jerry and Steven were the ones that we were hearing that were complaining about Micah Parsons not being there, not doing this, not doing that, and all those things, then you got a story.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it is people, you know, that are with him basically every single day, and teammates included.
Well, you can't have it all, you know, and ideally you'd have guys with the personality of Dak being your best players. But, you know, in the end, I'd rather have the elite player than the great leadership traits.
It doesn't always work out that way. And that's not a knock on Mike. He's an outstanding football player. He just might not be that natural born leader that maybe we want him to be. And if he's not, so be it.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, Amon-Ra St. Brown. The deal says 4-120, and Cowboys fans are wondering, you know, what does that mean? But it's not a real 4-120. We did the actual math later.
19-2.
Yeah, it's about $19 million. So maybe the wide receiver market not growing quite as much as what we thought it was going to be. Well, Chuck, since you weren't here yesterday, what do you think when Jerry said you can't keep Tyron because of the dead money that's still on Zeke's contract?
I mean, it was probably about when I fell asleep listening to the press conference in general. I mean, it was a bit shocking, you know. I mean, to me, it's not a surprise. At some point, though, the credit card does need to be paid, and they're choosing now is the time to do that. And we'll see what ends up happening if they're able to get that thing figured out moving forward, get the cap finally situated to a point where, yes, they can do something. But to me, I feel like every year there's going to be a new issue, and it was a bit of an eye roll.
Yeah, I think that when he started to talk about these things, that the biggest issue that the Cowboys have, and they can only look at themselves, they did some bad deals. If you were to sit down and have a Johnny Walker Blue with Stephen Jones right now, and he would sit down, he'd look at you, he'd probably say, there are some deals that we did that we probably should not have done.
Yeah.
There were some extensions we absolutely probably should not have done.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem right now is if all those things worked out, maybe we wouldn't be talking about it in this way and the cap problems and all that and the dead money and all. Dead money happens because the players don't live up to the contracts, and then, of course, you get rid of them. So if everybody, like, if the thing with Zeke and with Gallup and some of these other contracts that they've done. Steel. Yeah, guys like that. Jalen Smith, guys, anybody that they've done extensions with and it doesn't work out, that's something that they have to look at and say, you know what, that's on us.
An important part of their strategy of waiting is that you're giving the player an extra year to get hurt.
Yeah.
So if he's worried about getting hurt, he's like, I'm going to do the deal early so I don't get hurt. But when they get hurt, they still pay him.
Right.
And it's totally just swept the legs right out of their credibility when they go to negotiate these things. When they get hurt, that's when you say, oh, I guess you should have done a team-friendly deal to get the security. Sorry, we can't pay you. And I think that's too ruthless for Jerry Jones at this point in his life. It's time now for the Chief to get you some good basketball talk and a rim sesh.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out and put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when I get to wear my Dallas won the game yesterday shirt.
Hell yeah.
While in the midst of a postseason run. It's the first time I thought I was going to be wearing this thing unwashed all week long. Sunday Mavs victory, Monday night Stars victory, followed up by a Tuesday Mavs victory going up 2-0. I really wanted to just go stretch run all week long wearing this shirt and not washing it. Unfortunately, the Mavs and Stars did not give me that opportunity until today. But now, I mean, hopefully tomorrow, Dawson, you and me here for that power hour before the draft show, hopefully you see me wearing this stained up t-shirt. And yeah, you're dang right. It will not be washed.
Praying to the hockey gods. No washing. Let's go.
That's right.
I appreciate your sacrifice.
Hey, just doing what I can to will my team to victory. And that's exactly what the Mavericks did last night. How about the Mavericks, man? They win 96-93. They were 0-10 this season in games in which they scored 103 or less.
Nice.
How about that, dude?
Well, I mean, league's down a little bit with the playoff basketball. Letting them play, not getting to the free throw line. More difficult shots to hit because I'm getting hacked. But yeah, it's an epic commitment to defense, and I think you have to salute Jason Kidd and his coaching staff, and you know the players themselves for being so committed to it. I do think the addition of PJ Washington has the potential to continue to pay great rewards for us.
For sure, man, it absolutely does. I mean, he was great last night when it comes to hitting big shots, that corner three, what he does defensively,
his
is
physicality,
legit.
You know, his athleticism and speed at that size,
yeah,
and that he likes the contact. That's that dog that you need to win playoff series for sure. I just want more consistency from him.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, how many times was he at the rim last night and just couldn't finish?
Yeah.
It felt like every time he can get to the rim sort of at will, and then you're not finishing. It's killing me. He did have one where he was able to finish it there in the fourth quarter. It was hugely important, but he made up for it with the defense and then the corner threes, knocking those down. So that's hugely important for this Mavericks team. Like, these guys got to be able to hit. That's the best shot in the sport. Please knock it down. PJ had his. Yeah, Kleba hitting a couple of big shots, but what Kleba did defensively was really, really awesome. Doing it to Zubats, getting out there and defending in space versus James Harden contesting his three balls and things. Like, he was kind of all over the place. Kudos to Jason Kidd for lighting the fire under his team, getting them all buying into the defense last night, the physicality, especially with Luka and Kyrie. But it was really, really cool to see all these dudes come together and the versatility that you have now at this lineup. And we've talked about it. Like, you can go big, but all of a sudden, if we need to just go, hey, PJ Washington, you're at the four, Kleba at the five, and let's go play this defense. And that was one of your suggestions too.
Yeah.
I mean, Dawson, kudos to you, even though you're flip-flopping on my squad. Give me more Josh Green. Give me more small ball lineups. They answered the call, and they get the dub because of it.
I mean, the playoff basketball, it's like Kleba is so perfect for it because you have to be able to switch everything and you have to be able to play five out. And Kleba's three ball is frustrating, but in 2022, he was money.
Yeah,
and he's enough of a threat that you have to respect it. You can't sag off of him too much. Plus, he can dribble and pass. He can defend anybody on the court. You know, so like going forward with Kleba in the regular season, I'm going to play him every other game for 15 minutes just to keep the rust off. I'm just waiting for the playoffs when that kind of big matters more than ever.
And he's come up big in clutch moments in the postseason. So playoff Maxi, maybe this
is
a thing.
It's weird because he has had big shots, but then there's also times where he's got the yips and he wants nothing to do with having the basketball in his hands, and you're playing with four offensively when he's on the court. And it's very maddening. But when you get that last night where you do enough from the three-point line and then you give that type of effort defensively, then now all of a sudden you're cooking with gas.
Yeah. I think also, too, Derek Lively, if you look now, the point
Lively
total
was huge, yes. Gafford's been useless.
Yeah. The fact that Lively, when Zubats was trying to just keep backing him down, I mean, he's given up a
Lively
lot of
was fighting.
He was fighting. He was. Him, and it was like, dude, and he's just taking it on. But his ability to grab nine rebounds, the two offensive rebounds, and then seven on the defensive side. And then he knocked down a couple of free throws, too, though, that were really, really big in the latter part of that game. So I give him a lot of credit for a young kid.
Yeah, I thought the one of my favorite moments of the night, obviously the Luka dagger, but I thought symbolically going over James Harden, who everybody wants to make Luka James Harden, and it's like, no, I'm not James Harden. In fact, here's the dagger three in his face. And then the lip readers are saying that he was calling himself a mother bleeping bleephole. Is what he was doing. I'm the bleep hole. I'm the mother bleeper in here. I
came to your house. I'm that guy.
I am that guy.
Who do you think you are?
Everybody trying to figure out what was the better pass last night. Was it Kyrie behind the back for the corner three to PJ Washington? Or was it at the very end of the game with like 18 seconds remaining, up three, an inbound situation? Luka gets the ball and now he's in trouble. Listen to the call here in the final seconds of the game.
Throw it in, and it's into Luka.
Man, that was a roller coaster of a possession.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not okay.
Yeah, some of the reactions from him have been
That pass was crazy.
It was, because I'm thinking, oh no, he's trapped. He's about to turn this over.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander standing by every night, 5:40 with LA Line.
Yeah, it's a butt naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Baseball. Nobody wants to watch a pitching battle either. Let's hit the ball deep. Don't worry about your records either. For every superstar that's done steroids, a billion AA boys have juiced up. So the playing field is plenty even. We'll put an asterisk next to Barry Bonds' name, sure. As soon as we put one next to Babe Ruth's name. Getting to break records before black people were allowed to play? Excuse me?
Where is that asterisk? Why don't people talk about that? Oh, I'd love to know how many homers the Babe would have hit had CeCe been throwing them 92-mile-an-hour sliders. Yeah, maybe the fat boy would have put the cigar down and quit pointing had Jose been allowed to swim 90 miles to throw him a junk ball.
It's butt naked Wednesdays.
Yeah. Record books be looking real different right now. Real different right now. It's LA Live for April 24th, 2024. It's a butt naked Wednesday. Word to Miss Badu. I too was born underwater with $3.06. Yeah, you might laugh. Because you did not do your math. And LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Ah, chef's kiss. Also, we do G-Bag of the Day at 2:30 every weekday. 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, shawty. At Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, that's my name. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Or you can follow us all if you go to G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, our winner right here is my guy, my best friend, even though he knows nothing about me. Doesn't even know I exist. Bill Burr has a flashback on old school dads. Is this your pops?
I'm coming at you guys like an old school dad that's doing some and he ruins it because the whole time he's doing this, all he does is tell you he doesn't have time for this. Come on, get in a goddamn car. Christ, I don't got time for this. Come on, you don't need your seatbelt. Just sit down and shut the up.
Yeah.
You god mother set this whole thing up. Does she tell me? It's back down the driveway. Does she tell you? Of course she doesn't. I'm living in her fucking world, her rules. The f*** I ever got married for. Quit your crying. I don't got time for this. That sums up the dads when I was growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, mine too a little bit. Yeah. He didn't curse that much, though. Wasn't a cursing guy.
Yeah, my dad had that energy at times, but wouldn't use those words. I had a buddy's dad that would, though. And that was a scene, dude.
Me too.
I was like, dude, let's just get your dad wind up and listen to him.
Just listen to him.
Because he's not going to be going off on you. No. If he is upset at you, the friend, he's just going to take it out on his son.
That's right.
And you just get to enjoy the entertainment.
Yeah, old Ray, he was from Texas. He had quite a vocabulary.
Get some vibes for him. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan. It's a butt-naked Wednesday. Y'all be careful out there. I see us all. It's all congested on the roads. Be nice to your fellow man. Let him in. And drive like you got some sense, please. I have a question for the Tolos. I asked the Tolos this and follow me on Facebook. I said, have you ever stolen anything? Got a lot of reactions from that. I'll get right to it. One Tolo said, stole a pack of baseball cards when I was younger. Yeah, I took a watch one time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. Another family
from the
member?
Store?
It was from a store, yeah. 100% from a store. I don't know if it was real. It said Rolex. I don't think it was real. I got it off of Harry Hines.
No.
And my grandmother and my mother was over there, and they were a distraction for me. Yeah. They were there just busting $100 bills down. So I was like, hey, I'll take this while I'm at it.
Yeah.
I was like 12, something like that. Yeah. You know, the kids didn't know if it was a real or not, but they seen it was Rolex. I was shining, boy.
Nice,
Jackson
dude.
Middle School. I was killing them.
You should lose your new watch.
You made it out unscathed, huh?
My mom found it, made me take it back.
Ah, that walk of shame is bad.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as when I did steal from my friends when I was a lot younger. Uh-huh. Took some Ninja Turtles from them.
Oh, no.
Those were my friends. I loved them. To this day, I regret it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But I cleaned them boys out.
Those are my Donatello right there?
I cleaned them boys out. I had Ninja Turtles all in my pants walking home.
1988, I was cleaning out my aunt's Toyota Corolla. She had $15 under the driver's seat. I took that. Still feel bad for it, Aunt Jean-Ann.
She was probably struggling. Where's my 15? I had
dude,
it right
15
here.
Went a long way.
Yeah, I went down to the baseball card shop in Huntington, Indiana, bought all the Kirby Puckets they had.
All of them.
Yeah. Puck, yeah.
That's awesome.
Don't let me use your desk, and if you have a pen.
Taking it.
You'll steal all the pens.
Like, if I, I would say I used the pen. I grabbed this pen to sign or to write something down. And I'm like, man, that's a really nice pen. And I just walked with it. I just took it with me. I mean, it wasn't like a Mont Blanc or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't a sexy pen, huh?
I think it was probably a $50 pen.
Wow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just, I walked it.
That's thievery, bro.
Yeah, I just walked it.
That's a prize pen.
Anybody else steal anything or want to admit
to
it?
We could go to 93, fall of 93. I'm working at Danielson's Thriftway back in Vancouver, Washington.
It's full of stealing from the Thriftway.
I told you about the 12-pack gig that I had
times,
going.
Bro.
Right?
Hard times.
With the root beers?
Yeah, with the root beers. You take out the root beer from the box, you put in cold beer, and then you buy the root beer. Okay? I got fired for that ultimately. But before I got fired for that, for a couple of months, I've been taking Mickey's Hornets, the 22-ouncers.
The green bottles?
The wide mouth Mickey's?
Yeah. Yeah, because I restocked in the milk cooler. Damn, where they kept the beer. Right? So I'd go for my last restock at 8:45, wow. Two Hornets down the pants. You just cinched the belt a little tight.
There you go.
It was, dude. I was like, yes. Yeah. I had a nice little collection under the bed.
Yeah, when I got caught stealing those Ninja Turtles, that was it for the toys in my house. My mom made me get all the toys out the room, and I haven't seen a toy since.
Wow.
All right, have you stolen anything? Another Tolo says, my buddy and I used to hit gas licks. Pull up to the gas station, pump gas, and pull off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you'd go pay in afterwards, they trusted you for a long
time.
You guys ever
siphon gas?
No.
Yeah, my dad made me do it after a while. Yeah. Hey, here, take this over, boy.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Yeah, I'll just... I'm not even going to say that.
Put your mouth right there.
Put your mouth on it. We were... Suck on it.
This is how it goes.
We were...
when you taste gas, stop.
Yeah.
We were so broke, we were having to go out. We were so broke, we had to drive somewhere. We didn't have any gas, and it was like some school buses. And we figured out how to siphon out of the school bus.
Oh, good for you.
To get... That's smart, man. Yeah. To be able to do it.
But Poor kids didn't get home from school that day.
I'm about to say, the school buses were always full.
You couldn't start.
And so we would, like, okay, we need to fill up.
Yeah, just stop by the school bus spot.
Yeah.
The schoolyard. Yeah, we had to siphon gas because my uncle put regular gasoline into my dad's diesel.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
yeah, we were on a road trip, so we're in the middle of nowhere. He's like, hey, man, we got to get this out of here, bro. Yeah. What else we got? Have you stolen anything? Tolo says, computer disc from a book fair. You savage, you. Computer disc games, excuse me. Disc games from a book fair.
Yeah. Pretty expensive back in the day. You get your floppy disc.
Yeah.
Playing on the old IBM.
The book fair stuff was always overpriced.
It sure was.
I definitely stole from the book fair.
And your stuff come back all cheap and everything?
Yeah.
Come on, you don't want
to be the kid that, you didn't have any money to buy anything? Yeah, okay, I just took it.
Those scholastic book fairs. I steal movies from the internet. Okay.
All right.
Tolo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no comment.
Got another person that says.
Like to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. When I get drunk, I steal things. Cups.
Oh, yeah.
Ashtrays, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I've definitely taken a
pint
mug.
Pint glass.
Like a brewery or something.
If it's etched.
Logoed up.
Yeah.
If you come eat dinner at my house and you need like a side of ranch or something like that, some ketchup on the side, it's going to be in the cheddar's little bowl.
Yes. Side sauces.
This is amazing.
I've stolen the Whataburger flags, the table flag deals.
There we go.
I got it.
That's on here. Let me scratch that off. Whataburger table number.
When you get your number, you feel like, dude, that's mine. Yeah. Like, this is my number.
Sometimes you get the number. I got number one.
Yeah.
Or I got number 11. I'm taking this.
You guys ever take a steak knife out of a place?
Haven't done that.
Ooh.
Like sometimes they have those high-end, really heavy steak knives.
No, that's a great thing to steal.
I've cleaned mine off and put it in my sock before. Just put it down in the sock.
You were 54 years old.
I go, man, I got to have this steak knife. I have a collection of them.
There's a couple week collection.
Put it down in the sock, man.
Yeah, down in the sock.
You got razor blades under your tongue, too?
I just got to put it right in the sock.
Gangster, bro.
Yeah.
Stays ready.
Yep.
We have another Tolo said he stole $20 from his son's piggy bank. He put back 40, but he took 20.
Oh, I don't believe that.
In between checks.
Yeah.
What else have we got here? Why are you asking us, Lucius? Are you a cop? Okay.
Okay.
That's not.
Yeah.
What else we got? Stole bikes in the neighborhood, then sold them back to the kids.
Oh, wow.
That hurts,
bro.
Oh, that is.
Both of my best bikes were stolen.
That's intense.
Both of my best bikes, the GT Dino. I let my friend drive ride it home because it was late. And he's like, man, I got to get home before it get dark, man. Let me take your bike. I was like, yeah, for sure. Go ahead, man. Just, you know, take care of it. Bring it back. It's my buddy. It's my
Dino,
buddy.
Bro.
Fool left it in the front yard.
Gone.
Mm. Gone. GT Dino. Cost as much as a darn used Toyota.
Yeah, dude, bro. Those bikes were sick.
Back and expensive in the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, $400 or $500.
Yeah, that hurt. It was a Christmas gift.
Throw the pegs on there, but never actually grind on anything.
Come on, man. All I did was just give people a ride. You know what
I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Get on the pegs, dog. Yeah. I'll take you to the park. Question for the Tolos. Have you stolen anything? Got caught stealing rings from the wait a minute. Convent?
Oh.
From the nuns?
The nuns?
Yes, this is Susan Wade, bro. Got caught stealing rings from the convent gift shop. Yes.
What?
Stealing from the convent gift shop. Whoa. Got caught by the nuns.
Oh. Susan Wade, a mischievous one.
Yeah. Slap on the hand. Man. With the
nuns
ruler.
Don't play. They'll wear you out with that ruler.
Yeah, they will.
Fa.
All right, what else we got right here?
Lucius, I had somebody from the Cowboys text me and said they steal CDs from Blockbuster Music.
Oh my gosh.
That might have been the person.
How do you do that?
Kevin was chasing after that.
Maybe
one
I'll
time.
Get a reply, but yeah, we got some pet people over the Cowboys listening kicked to you right now.
Yeah, that's the guy Hagee drop kicked.
Hagee didn't drop kick no damn body. Who told you that story? That's a whole lot of cap.
He kicked the window.
Kicked the window.
He kicked the
window.
Kicked the guy's window. Yeah.
He I guess it was more roundhouse than drop kick, but. Yeah.
Kevin ain't getting that leg up off the ground.
Apparently, he's super flexible.
That's a damn lie.
Howard Hughes' airplane trying to fly.
What are we doing?
That's a damn lie.
We got another Tolo said he stole a G.I. Joe action figure from Kmart.
Yeah. Mm. It came in a box, though. How'd you get that out? I mean, those boxes, they kind of. G.I. Joe. They had the G.I. Joe that used to talk. You pull the.
Yeah.
It used to. Look out, Jim.
Hello, like, Jim.
The same damn thing every time.
We have another Tolo on Facebook that stole a book from Walmart. But it was an accident, they said. It was just an accident. Freaking peered.
Stole the Bible. Stole the Bible out of Walmart.
And that was from Linda Dawson right there.
Okay,
Lucius, your mama, bro.
Lucius, I got
a story. Mama stealing out here from Walmart.
Lucius, you ever stole a robe from a hotel?
Yeah, I got plenty of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a few hanging up. Yeah. I feel like they're giving to me because who's going to leave them there? Yeah.
Well, you know, you bought the room.
Yeah, I was at the Ritz-Carlton, fam. I'm taking this with me, bro. Yeah.
Pack
taking
that
this
robe.
With me.
Pack that robe.
Sure did.
In my run of the family, I accidentally stole a protein bar a couple of years ago at a convenience store. I get back into the truck, and Abby's with me, and she goes, Dad, you didn't pay for that protein bar in your pocket.
Wow.
And I said, well, yeah,
watchdogging?
Wow.
But she had me.
Water up like a five and just throw it out the window.
My bad.
Another Tolo said, I stole the heart of three different friends with benefits.
Oh.
Don't get attached.
Don't get attached.
Don't get attached. Yeah. Don't be checking on their Instagram and Facebooks and see what they're doing, because you're going to get your heart broken. Yeah. Stay away. Especially if they're friends with benefits. Took toilet paper from work during the COVID lockdowns.
Oh, I did steal one of Mike's, maybe more than one of Mike's little Zevia drinks.
Zevia's, yeah.
Zevia
was
drinks.
Ticked off.
He was. He was. So.
Yeah.
Is that why he doesn't like you?
That's one. There's another reason, but.
Okay.
Anytime Mike is missing something, it's stolen. Yeah. Yes. I've seen him complain about his wallet. Where's my wallet? Somebody's. Oh, here it is. Like, come on, fam.
Yeah.
Stole my fiance from her ex.
Okay.
Ooh, that's dirty macking right there, bro.
Good luck.
That's some dirty macking, yeah. She did it to him. Yeah. She might do it to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see. I scan and skip at Walmart.
Yes. Skin and skip.
Yeah, like I was
self checkout.
Like kind of blending.
Yes. Yeah. Bit. Put the item on top of the item. Okay. Like two steaks, I scan one. Three steaks, I scan one. You know.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they're having a big problem with that.
Jameis Winston involved here.
Some crab legs.
Crab legs.
Yeah, you said they put the Target stuff on lockdown. Like you got to get a key to get some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I don't know what the solution is, because now those self-checkout things, and the guy standing there or the gal standing there, they're barely paying attention.
Yeah.
They don't want any beef.
Yeah, only when you got like beer or something, they come see you.
Yep.
And they don't even look at your ID. They just hit some numbers. Bam, 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 bam. I'd be like, thank you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Let's see. I used to change the price tags on polo t-shirts at Dillard's
to the Polo Assassin shirts.
Next level.
That's like a $15, $20 shirt, and we're talking about a $120 shirt. That's a great come up there, sir.
Wow, that is a good move.
I ran off from the plug twice. That's dangerous. Shout out to Woody. Oh, I done told on you. My bad, bro. And last one right here. I still memes.
Yeah.
Screenshot them memes.
I think the original memer wouldn't mind that, though. Blow this thing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, make me hot out here in these streets.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me see before we get out of here. The Dallas Wings are officially moving from Arlington to Dallas, if you guys haven't seen that.
There you go.
Joe Biden has signed a bill requiring TikTok to be sold or banned in the U.S. I think they got about a year. Get your stuff together, TikTokers. And Alex,
I didn't think they'd actually do it.
I didn't think so either, dude. It's signed.
Wow.
TikTok. They want them out of here. And did Alec Baldwin have to smack a bitch?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Alec Baldwin ran into a person named Crackhead Barney and Friends at an NYC coffee shop, and she was trolling him. Here's how it went.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? Ooh. You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
It's gonna sound like Cardi.
No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
Baldwin?
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
It's a coffee shop.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Israel. Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Ooh. Ooh. My man said, can you do me one quick favor? Wow! Gave it like a big brother slap, you know, big brother slap shit. Come over here real quick. Wow! Yeah, that was weird, man. Yeah, I don't get it. People do anything for content nowadays. No, I mean, it's from a person called Crackhead Barney and Friends. So, I mean, what you expect? I feel bad for Alec Baldwin, too. He was looking terrible out there, and he's already got that shooting situation over his head.
He's been going through it.
He's been going through it, bro. Yeah. Feel bad for Alec Baldwin out there. But I'm pretty sure he don't feel bad for me. All right, Lord. Willing in the creek, don't rise. That's my time. I'll holler at you.
There he goes, L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander every night, 540 here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, when we come back, we're going to do two with Sands. A proper round tripper brought to you by Uber Eats is next in the nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.